This week we're going to cover a first at 10 Capital, but within the framework of a commentary talking about lessons we've learned as investors countless times that have once again proven to be true. So the commentary has been coming out for 12 years now. For the first time ever, we had a technical glitch. So you may or may not have noticed that 3 weeks ago on April 3rd, a commentary did not go out. Apologies for that. Got a few emails wondering where that was. Reframed our processes, learned some new lessons here to hopefully not have that happen again for another 12 years. But this week, we're going to do a couple things. Give a quick update, but then go back and share that commentary, which again has a lot of timeless truths in it. And perhaps now with 3 weeks in the interim and so much that's gone on in the markets, again, a great reminder to us all around how those lessons, given a little bit of time, proved to be true. So 3 weeks ago, the market had just hit what for the time being is a near-term bottom, almost a peak to trough drop of 10%, that technical correction type territory. We were still in what Tom Lee likes to refer to as the fog of war, a lot of uncertainty. The ceasefire was still roughly 10 days away. And so again, phone calls were coming in, a lot of consternation, a lot of worries about oil prices. What might lie ahead? Is the economy headed for a recession? Fast forward 3 weeks later, market went up almost 11% in the first 10 trading days in April. We sit as of 4/22, up over 12% in the S&P 500 since that low. Once again, showing that again, markets do not bottom when good news starts. They bottom on bad news, which is such a counterintuitive truth, but one that it's so important for investors to learn. Now with this rapid rebound, again, yet another V-shaped recovery, much like we saw in April of last year, we've left a lot of investors, a lot of pundits, a lot of newspaper headlines saying, oh, this just doesn't make sense. Now, when we have those, again, it's a lot of conversations around how it feels, or what about the fact that the war isn't entirely resolved, or that inflation's still running a bit high, or that the Fed chair's first confirmation hearing didn't go particularly well. As we've shared time and time again, and that piece we like to call Uncomfortable Truths About Mr. Market, the market does not care about how we feel on a personal level. It's a fact-driven calculator, and that's so, so tough. Again, doesn't invalidate our feelings as investors, but it is something that we need to keep in mind when thinking about what the market's doing. And what does the market ultimately care about? Earnings. And on that front, things continue to go well. We highlighted it in the commentary. Hopefully you'll stick around and watch. Is one of those positive things that could give investors hope. Analysts, strategists just put out again an update, continue to see earnings growth for 2026 in the S&P 500 of around 14.4%. That's holding up despite this crazy start to the year. And here again, as we start Q1 earnings season, that optimism is proving to be justified. 89% of companies reporting so far are beating estimates by an average of 6%. So again, I'm not telling you your feelings don't matter. I'm not telling you the war is good or any of those things. I'm just telling you the market looks past those things, both absolutely or much quicker than we tend to do on a personal level. With that, I'm going to step out of the way. Hopefully you'll stick around again and watch that commentary from a few weeks ago around how some common investor logic could cost you 80% of your market returns. And again, just how following those feelings often leads us into the very threats that we fear. Thanks so much. Even as we shoot this video, you've got announcements coming out of the White House. You have new developments in the Middle East, economic data pouring in. It's got markets roiled, big up days, big down days. It's got people pretty unnerved. We're gonna walk through it. We're also gonna leave you with two main things if you stick around. One, how not following typical investor logic could help enhance your returns by over five times, historically speaking. And two, give you some reasons for hope from some analysts we respect and trust. The point of this week's commentary, again, is getting through the pain. Michael Guyed, a market commentator, award-winning researcher, shared this week a post kind of around the same topic I wanted to share. It was a little bit of some of the lessons he learned losing 100 pounds through fasting. And he had this great quote, which we're going to put up on the screen for you right now. He talks about his fasting and experience and as it relates to investing with his epiphany that you realize the pain was never the danger. The panic response was. Markets work identically. The drawdown doesn't destroy you. The panic sell at the bottom does. The forced rebalance at the wrong moment does. The decision to stop the pain by locking in the loss does. Discipline isn't about ignoring pain. It's about not confusing temporary pain with permanent danger. Love the quote. We've used that same line of logic countless times in talking with clients. I've used the analogy that, I love nautical analogies when it comes to investing. You're in the boat, the waves are crashing, the storm's going, and you feel seasick. And you often have that feeling as an investor. It is less volatile at the bottom of the ocean should you jump out of the boat, but it's far more dangerous to do so than to stick with the ship. But we see that with investors time and time again, particularly around the time markets have dropped 5%. Got down about 8 in February, been hovering around that 5% mark here for a little while. It's the time where people begin to hit the panic button. We hear the lines of logic saying, hey, I want to get out before it goes deeper. I'll get back in when it's calmer. That sounds logical, and yet it presupposes two big things. Number one is that it's going to keep going down, and most 5% declines do not turn into 40% declines. The second thing is that you're going to get back in, or you're going to feel calm, or that things are calm, at a price that is still below the price you're getting out. If not, you're losing. And I promised you how that logic leads to a lot of potential losses. We're gonna pop a chart up onto the screen right now that shows just that. From 1990 to present, if you were to get back out at a 5% drop and get back in at the time the market got back to its all-time high, that would have cost you about 80% of your potential return in the S&P 500. And yet, that's the reality, or the often the result of employing just that kind of logic. Same goes for people who want to hold cash. We'll pop another chart up here in just a second, but it's the same kind of notion of, hey, I don't ever want to feel that volatility. I don't ever want to feel that hunger pain. You can eat and make sure you never feel that hunger pain. I think we all know that that isn't the healthiest path as an investor either. As this chart shows, inflation has that powerfully erosive impact on one's purchasing power, which is at the end of the day, why we're saving this money is to provide for ourselves and those that we love. And so again, much like hopping off of that rocking ship for the peaceful bottom of the ocean, it might feel calmer for a hot minute and then the real danger sets in. So too, holding all your money in a non-producing asset for long periods of time produces the very kinds of danger, the very kinds of loss to one's purchasing power that most people live in fear of with respect to the market. So at this point, you might be asking yourself, if we stay with the ship, will the storm ever abate? Of course, I cannot predict the future exactly any more than your local weatherman. All due respect to the local weatherman. But nonetheless, just like being prepared for the variety of weather that can come, the surprise storm, the shift, unseasonal change, so too we can be prepared as investors. And just like the weather, markets do have their storms, do have their surprises. In fact, a lot of people are surprised to learn that approximately 45% of trading days, about one third of calendar years, result in negative returns. And with that kind of large percentage of days and years yielding negative returns, I think a lot of people would logically conclude that, man, investing must not work, or the returns must be pretty tepid. Of course, if you look back here over the last few decades, the market has historically averaged, at least since the start of the S&P in 1957, right around 10%. And so again, the storms happen, the bad weather happens, things still grow given time, just like they do in the real world. So what signs of sun do we have that might help lead or cause that growth to occur. Fourth quarter earnings and even first quarter earnings estimates continue to be strong. According to Jason Trenert of Strategis, both coming in right around 14% gains year over year. Good sign for market. Stated before, the old Benjamin Graham quote, in the short term, the market is a voting machine, i.e. emotional. Long term, it's a weighing machine. Earnings, those earnings continue to be intact. Many would question, can that still happen with a $100 bottle of oil? Wanted to share these four great points that we'll put up on the screen for you from Tom Lee of Fundstrat. For reasons to be optimistic, even at $100 oil. He points out that even at $100 a barrel, on an inflation-adjusted basis, that's lower than the actual average over the last 25 years. Points out, unpleasant as it may be, that U.S. war spending is actually stimulative to the economy by about $20 to $30 billion per month, and that oil would have to average, point number three, $125 a barrel to begin to offset that gain to the GDP. And lastly, and we've shared these charts a few weeks ago, if you want to go back and find that commentary, equity markets historically bottom after about the first 10% of the duration of whatever conflict is going to be, i.e. before things feel better, as we alluded to that logic earlier, markets usually begin to bottom out and begin their new ascent. You throw in addition to that, this week's retail sales data, which showed another gain of up 0.6%, the third consecutive month of gains in U.S. manufacturing. Again, there's lots of things taking root that, again, should begin to develop in time. In closing, market pain is real. Going through that pain is real. But like so many painful things that we've got to endure in life, a painful workout, the pain of a little bit of a hunger, they can lead to good things given the discipline and patience to see them through. Investing is no different. If you need help setting that plan, plotting that course, and a partner to come alongside to take that journey with you, we're here for you anytime. Thanks so much.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied, as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.